In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear saints, I'll read again a portion from our epistle, Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7, if you want to follow along. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Rejoice in the Lord. The Lord is at hand. The peace of God. Dear saints, if Mary is an example for us, and in many ways she is, let her song convict you and comfort you. She says, my soul magnifies the Lord. You see, some churches don't take her advice and they magnify her, which is a bit ironic. But Mary's soul magnifies the Lord. And so, this convicting but comforting question for you today: what is your soul magnifying? To magnify means to enlarge, like a magnifying glass takes the smaller print, makes it a little bigger. For Mary's soul, God cannot be too big. And the beauty of this is fantastic. The beauty of this, that God cannot be too big for her, is that the Son of God is in her womb and he's like this big right then and there. God cannot be too big, and he's also quite small at this appropriate time. If you're anything like me, you magnify the wrong things too often. We magnify conflict. We magnify our judgment, our anger. We magnify our problems. Do you know how many there are? And in general, I like to magnify me. And what happens when we do this, when we magnify ourselves, two things happen. The first thing that happens is other people get much smaller, and our Lord too gets much smaller. Why? One result of this, dear saints, there's lots of results for this, but one result is this: you're anxious. As in, do not be anxious about anything. If last week we heard from John the Baptist the many, many reasons why we might make the judgment that Jesus is not the one to come, we should probably look for another. Then this week we'll learn from Mary and from Paul the many reasons that they would have to magnify anything else but the Lord. For example, Mary and Joseph were poor. This is evidenced after Jesus is born. 8 days later, they have to come into the temple and they have to present a sacrifice. And there's two sacrifices that they could present. The typical one is the lamb. But the Lord makes an exception for those who couldn't afford the lamb. They could do two turtle doves. And I don't know if that's where the two turtle doves and a partridge and a pear tree came from, but I'll guess it is. And what Mary and Joseph bring is the two turtle doves. They couldn't afford a lamb. Our Lord, throughout his life, from the time that he was born to the time that he died, was often mocked from coming from an unwed mother. This is something we've been looking at, especially in our Wednesday morning Bible study. He was often mocked. And don't you ever think for an instance that this did not reach Mary and Joseph's ears and make their family life very difficult. But above all, dear saints, Mary believed the Old Testament. And so the baby that she loved in her womb, right then and there, and for all mothers among us today, it doesn't take much to consider how much the love of a mother is for a child. Just consider if that child was Jesus, the Son of God, the baby in her womb, right then and there. The one that she will hear every word come from his mouth and she will treasure in her heart. That baby, she knows, because she believed the Old Testament, would be whipped, would be mocked. He'd be despised and forsaken by men. He'd have his hands pierced. He would be a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Isaiah 53, Psalm 22. And Simeon, that day that she brings forward the child Jesus to sacrifice with the two turtle doves, Simeon will tell her that this child will pierce her soul. As her child is pierced, as she watches her son suffer the sin of the world and the pain, her soul too is pierced. She knows it. And yet when she greets Elizabeth and John the Baptist leaps in Elizabeth's womb, Mary says, "My soul, the very one that I know will be pierced because of my baby, my soul magnifies him." Now, how about Paul? Paul's the one that penned the words, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Again, I say rejoice. Do you know where he's at when he's writing these words? He's in prison, like John the Baptist was last week. A pretty common theme for Christians who confess, right? Just hear a little things about some of the things that Paul could magnify. 5 times I received at the hands of the Jews 40 lashes, less one. This is from 2 Corinthians 11. Lashes, whipped. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I was adrift at sea, on frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from the false brothers, in toil and hardship, through many sleepless nights, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. And apart from other things, there is the daily pressure on me, because he's a pastor. There is the daily pressure of me, of my anxiety for all the churches. Who is weak? And I am not weak. Who is made to fall? And I am indignant. And this is a fantastic confession. Listen very carefully, dear saints, when you suffer. He continues, "If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness." Dear saints, magnifying ourselves is the most natural thing that we do. Making others look smaller, and especially making God and his promises and his commands look smaller, is what sinners do best. It is what you and I do best. Magnifying our flesh and its anger and its lust and its worry and its lack of contentment with what we have or what we don't have. The complaining and the groaning. The complaining, the wanting its ways, and being so frustrated when you don't agree with me, and the seeking after the so many things that will not satisfy our hunger, and in general, magnifying the flesh that tells us the many, many, many reasons why you should be anxious. That's not something we have to practice at, is it? Comes pretty natural. But magnifying the Lord and His promises and His presence, because the Lord is at hand, takes a little practice. Takes a little time to get good at. I'll let you know when I've perfected it. I think I'm only just a little... I'll let you know when I've perfected it, okay? But here again, dear saints, that our Lord is gentle with us. He doesn't tell us that we shouldn't think or that we shouldn't talk about the many reasons that we have to be anxious. He doesn't just tell us to stop it, but we sometimes need to hear that. Instead, He tells us that when we think, when we talk about it, where the appropriate place is for that. That is your lips and your heart to Him in prayer. Listen again to Philippians chapter 4 with a bit of commentary. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer, that is, what is your desire? And supplication, that is, what exactly do you think that you're missing? With thanksgiving, don't forget that part. Dear saints, that's the part that magnifies the Lord. It's everything that He has done for us that magnifies that He is at hand to hear this prayer. Let your requests be made known to God. And the result of all of this, taking the anxieties that we have and instead of speaking them to ourselves, speaking them to our neighbor, we speak them to our Lord. The result of this is quite fantastic, because it's not always going to be that you get what you desire, and it's not always going to be that He's going to fill you with the thing that you think that you're missing, but He will always fill you with good things, as Mary had sung. The result is this, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. It's especially wonderful that He guards our minds for those who suffer from caring for those whose minds are not what they used to be. Many, many, many of you have encountered this. That our Lord Jesus, you aren't the protector of the mind, and you aren't the protector of the heart. He is, and He does. And He gives a peace that passes all understanding. That peace, dear saints, defines our lives. Though bodies get old, though bodies get frail, they get sick. For Christians, they have also been hurt by violence through persecution at times. Our hearts and our minds will always be guarded by Christ Jesus. That is His promise. The Lord is at hand. Are you feeling small today? He magnifies His promise that He takes joy in you, His Christian. Your past and your present sins weighing you down, the Lord is at hand to lift them off. The forced holiday cheer seeks only to highlight your sorrow today. Dear saints, you don't have to rejoice in yourself. You don't have to rejoice in this world of sorrows. He gives you the freedom of taking joy in Him who is the Prince of Peace, the Wonderful, the Counselor. Rejoice in the Lord. He will not let you down. You come hungry, too often seeking after the things that won't satisfy, tired of eating the bread of anxious toil. He fills you with good things. His body to eat, His blood to drink. The Christian doesn't have to ask what the soul has been magnifying all week. We know that. That's why the first thing we do after calling upon God is we confess that our soul hasn't been magnifying Him as it should. But the Christian does ask, what exactly has God given my soul to magnify? And the first thing that He's going to do is He's going to magnify your sins. He's going to magnify your selfishness, because that is a huge cause of our anxiety. And the second thing that He's going to do is grant us joy that He is our Savior. Rejoice in God our Savior, Mary says. He is much bigger than we too often imagine. But we also take amazing joy that on that day that John the Baptist leapt at the womb of Mary's greeting because he heard the mother of his Lord, he was also much smaller than we often imagine as well. Rejoice in Him, for that is God for you. In Jesus' name, amen.